Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Uncanny X-Men tops August sales charts. Star Trek Lore War is coming from IDW. Mike Mignola is getting a gallery show. This is Comic Book Club News for September 5, 2024. Marvel's X-Men relaunch continues to be big for the publisher, as Uncanny X-Men No. 1 was the best-selling single issue of August 2024. Per ICV2, the Gail Simone and David Marquez title was tops on both units sold and dollars earned last month. And while Ultimate Spider-Man No. 8 took the No. 2 slot, it's followed by X-Men No. 2 at No. 3 on units sold. On dollars earned, Aliens vs. Avengers No. 1, with a $7.99 price point, takes the No. 3 slot. However, showing that perhaps that price tag was a little too high, the title only reached number 14 on units sold. Though DC continues to struggle on the overall list, with only 8 titles on units sold, they did have 2 crack the top 10. Batman at number 4, and Absolute Power at number 7. On the latter, after not making a dent on the first month of the event, it's promising to see it climbing the charts. Transformers and the whole Energon universe continue to be a powerhouse for Image Comics at number 8, and Marvel's Red Band program of adults only comics is a success, with both the regular and polybag versions of Wolverine Revenge in the top 20, while the Werewolf by Night Red Band also charted in the top 20. In fact, Marvel continues to have a stranglehold on the charts, with 35 of the top 50 best-selling titles of the month. One bright spot to the contrary, IDW's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles No. 1, which popped up on both charts despite debuting in July, proving that the Turtles have STAYING power. Staying power. Speaking of IDW, the publisher has officially announced their next big Star Trek event. Lore War. The 2025 debuting event was teased in the pages of this week's Star Trek 500, where Lore, aka the evil brother of Brent Spiner's Data, is looking to remake the universe in his image. When that becomes too generic and boring for the bad android's taste, he instead decides to create a version of the Star Trek universe where he rules as God, but can enjoy the rest of the characters fighting back against him. Lore War will kick off in its own dedicated series, and spin out into both the ongoing Star Trek and Star Trek Defiance series, as well as TBA one-shots. It will be written by Jackson Lansing, Colin Kelly, and Christopher Cantwell, with art by David Tint. Said Cantwell on the event, quote, "Since the line's inception, our grander story in both titles has dealt with Star Trek's concept of godlike beings and the rejection of those godlike beings. Order and entropy as it exists throughout the four quadrants of the galaxy. Who pulls the strings and who dares to cut them? Lore War is quite literally the apotheosis of that shared theme 2 years in the making." Added Lansing, quote, "This is it. The moment we've been building to since the Theseus left space dock and the Defiant was stolen. The ultimate Star Trek comics crossover event, as the heroes and villains of the galaxy must band together to defend its very existence. Star Trek Lore War No. 1 hits stores March 26, 2025. Mike Mignola is getting a gallery show. The lauded creator of Hellboy will be featured starting September 19 at the Philip Laban Gallery in New York City. Titled Hell, Ink, and Water, The Art of Mike Mignola, the exhibit will host a reception on the 19th and a release party for the upcoming art book of the same name during New York Comic Con. Said Mignola via press release, quote, "It does seem like suddenly there is a whole lot going on. Most of these things have been in the works for ages, but nice to have them out in the world at last. Especially as all of this stuff, the paintings, Pinocchio, and Bowling with Corpses, is about life beyond Hellboy. I still love Hellboy, of course, and have my hand in several new Hellboy-related projects, but I'm excited to see a very new and different side of myself out there." The exhibit will feature 30 watercolors, as well as over 100 black and white pieces by the artist, including selections from Beehive Books' Pinocchio. If you want to check it out for yourself, the exhibit will be open until October 26. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And when's my gallery show? Can you put podcasts in a gallery? Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.